Hi everyone, thank you for listening. My name is Maryam Shahrokhi. I am a second year graduate master's student in dentistry at the University of Alberta, and I am very happy to be part of the IBTN Summer School and Conference. Today, I'm presenting our study titled Development and Initial Validation of a Patient-Reported Experience Questionnaire for Orthodontic Liposuction. To give a bit of background, low-intensity pulse ultrasound, or LIPUS, is a non-invasive technology that was first used in orthopedics to support bone healing. More recently, it has been introduced in orthodontic as a home-use adjunctive therapy, where patients use the device daily during their treatment, about 20 minutes every day. Previous studies suggest that LIPUS may help accelerate tooth movement, improve bone remodeling, and reduce root resorption. However, the success of LIPUS depends not only on the device itself, but also on how consistently patients use it. Because it is used at home every day, patients' experience becomes very important. If the device is difficult to use or uncomfortable, patients may not adhere well, which can reduce its effectiveness. This is why patients' reported experience measures, or PREMS, are very important. PREMS help us understand the patient's perspective of care. However, there was no validated tool specially designed to assess patients' experience with liposuction in orthodontics. That is why this survey was needed. The aim of our study was to develop and provide initial validation for a questionnaire that assesses orthodontic patients' experience with liposuction. To do this, we followed a structured questionnaire development framework. The process includes a literature review, interviewing with orthodontic patients, expert review, cognitive pretesting, and pilot testing. Based on this process, we developed a final questionnaire with 24 items across four main domains: symptom improvement, device usability, delivery of care, and overall satisfaction. The result showed that the questionnaire had satisfactory content validity. The wording was clear, and participants found the items understandable and relevant to their experience. The key message of this study is that this appears to be the first PREM developed especially for orthodontic liposuction. Of course, this is an initial validation study, so future research with larger sample is still needed to further evaluate the psychometric properties of the questionnaire. Thank you very much for listening. And finally, I would like to sincerely thank my supervisors, Dr. Tariq Albiali, for his support and guidance. Thank you so much for listening to me.